Ron, you mentioned the difference between positional holiness and practical or personal holiness. Let's talk further about that before we wrap up today's broadcast.
Sure thing, Brian. I can do that. You know, the first thing that needs to be said, and this is the foundational principle upon which Christianity rests, is that no amount of personal holiness, no amount of good behavior can produce salvation. It is strictly by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ that a person is saved. Put another way, salvation is about belief, not behavior. Now, once we admit that we cannot perform our way into heaven, and instead accept by faith the completed work of Jesus Christ on our behalf, then God appropriates the holiness of Jesus Christ to us. This is what positional holiness is. It is produced by grace and through faith, and its result is eternal life. Personal holiness, on the other hand, is about our striving to live holy lives, and the result is a more abundant, joyful life here on earth. When we obey God, He blesses us. He fills us with joy. So positional holiness has to do with belief and the eternal reward that comes with it, while personal holiness has to do with behavior and the temporal or earthly rewards that come with it. And this is where we can sometimes confuse the two. Now, Brian, we're running short on time, so I'll be brief. I've talked to people before who begin to question their salvation, all because they have been performing badly. They doubt their positional holiness because they are going through a season where they're not doing as well as they usually do in the area of personal holiness. And we really need to learn to separate the two, because otherwise we are not only living under a false self-condemnation that robs us of our peace and our joy, but we're also diminishing the work of Christ on the cross. Positional holiness has nothing to do with our own effort. Good behavior will not save us. Bad behavior will not condemn us. Salvation is a free gift, courtesy of what Jesus did for us, and accepting His free gift is the only requirement for eternal life. And when you think about it, Brian, that's why the gospel of Jesus Christ is such good news.